This is Shruthi and Patrick, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello.
I gotta turn mine up too.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, welcome to Salt and Pepper.
This show has been on for 12 minutes, and I gotta tell you, it's the best show I've ever heard.
You think so?
I think so.
Are second person to say that today.
That's
pretty crazy.
Fantastic. All right. All right, get me off the air.
Okay.
Anything crazy happens.
Everyone say thank you.
Thanks. All right, so you have to kick me off. The other one. It's confusing. Yep, you got it. And then you pull yourself off. You got, let me work with it. Yikes, she been learning it. And you knew you gon' get another turn with it. Hey, bad one, is she good on the foot on the floor? I like the way she take it slow. And she could twerk, I don't doubt that. Nah, but let me see if you can bounce that. And where you at, girl?
Let me see if you can bounce that.
You turn me on. I like what I see.
You know I do, girl.
When you bounce that thing like a trampoline.
Let's get it.
Holding on to the wall when she dip it. I'ma put the key in the ignition.
Come on.
Pedal to the floor, I see you at the finish. When she do it, she get it, and yeah, she got a lot.
Ay.
Started out at the bottom, and now she on the top.
Speaker
shaking the table, and we gon' let it rock.
Let it rock.
Gotta pat me down in here like she the cops. Bad one, and she good on the floor.
Good on the floor.
I like the way she take it slow.
She take it slow.
And she can twerk, I don't doubt that.
Doubt that.
But let me see if you can bounce that. Cloud, get it.
Let me see if you can bounce that.
You turn me on. I like what I see.
I really do, girl.
When you bounce that thing like a trampoline.
All the way up to the red. You're almost there. Yep, that's the middle. The middle of a fit. Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, and then this is always the one that sometimes is like a little bit quieter. So you always want to check mic 4 to see.
Mic check, mic 4.
Here I am.
That looks great.
Yeah, that was really good.
Great, thank you.
Okay, does everyone want to go around and introduce themselves to our audience today? We've got Shruthi. Shruthi.
Hi, I'm Shruthi. I am having an okay day. Don't know what else to share about myself. What about you, Patrick?
I thought we could all go around and say our best memory of trampolines.
Yeah, before that, though, we should preface that our show is going to be a play on words every week.
Oh, that's perfect.
So this
yes.
week was trampoline.
This is my favorite show for sure. I agree with that caller. He was right. This is a good show.
Yeah. Someone had to say it.
Yeah.
This week was trampoline, if you couldn't tell by the past.
Trampoline, trampoline, and jump.
Mm-hmm. So in honor of that, if everyone who would like to share, no pressure, wants
feel
to
free.
Go around and share their favorite trampoline memory or jumping memory.
Sure. Okay. Hi, I'm Anya. And what comes to mind, you guys know those like Sky Zone, the huge places.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I have Sky Zone socks.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Like,
yeah, you're going.
Bottom,
ones? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like
you're out
hospital
there.
Hospital socks, yeah. But better.
Perfect.
I won a game of dodgeball there when I was like 11 after being really bad at it in gym class. And I felt like a god for the rest of the day. It was super
vindication.
Fun.
Well, yeah. That's
exactly.
Awesome.
Thank you.
My name's Nate. And, also, actually, so I went to a party, like, I had, like, a work party at, like, a trampoline place, and we were all, like, let's all jump as much as possible on these trampolines, and after, like, 10 minutes, we were all, like, we can't do it anymore. Like, it's, the core strength is gone.
Yeah,
like,
it's like, a lot of work.
All of us were like, all right, well, I'll see you guys later, because I'm not going to be able to do this. Like, you get out there, and then you're absolutely spent. So, no.
Mine would have to be when I was 8 and I went to my friend's house and she had a trampoline because I live in suburbia. And that was always like a really cool thing. And I was like, I can do a flip. I couldn't do a flip.
A classic
yeah,
story.
Exactly,
yeah,
a classic story. Yeah. And then I did hurt myself doing a flip.
Mm-hmm. Can you do a flip now?
I think so, but I haven't tried. okay. in a while, but I like really think so.
But you have the confidence.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's, the confidence is 90%
yeah.
of it. What about the nets? I feel like those nets don't do anything.
No.
They're just for show. Like, as if you fell into that thing with your full weight, like it would fall, like the whole thing would get ripped off, right?
Yeah. I mean, as a child, I don't think I was heavy enough to break
they're
it.
Like, actually, yeah,
myself now.
You're like an adult person would. Bad. I mean, I just, there's no way the physics wouldn't, like, I, yeah.
It wouldn't stop yeah. me. Yeah. So, personally, so this summer, my friends and I, we went to this like farm thing, and they had like mini golf and like pick your own strawberries, and they had like a huge, it was like a pillow to bounce on, but it was like blown up, and we were just all bouncing on it, and it took all my energy, but I had a great time.
Yeah.
Overall, would do again.
Okay, yeah, that's
objectively.
Great. That's great. And with that, I would say that you guys have done it. I mean, this is it. Great job. You want to plug your show and also like potential times you're going for?
Yeah. Salt and Pepper. Catch us every someday at some time.
Probably a really obscure time.
On the schedule. Check the schedule.
Great.
It's going to be there.
Yeah.
It'll be there.
Now we're heading to our next show of the hour.
Oh, with Anya, it's Drugstore Makeup.
A good name.
Thank you.
A good name. All right, great. Sign off, and then I would throw a song on, a transitional song, maybe from there, if you click add down there, and one of those, they're all instrumental, and then you gotta click where, and you want it right there. No, it's all right, go back, yep, good, and then click there, and then click one more time. No, so close. It's the buttons underneath. We'll be right back.
What's up? I'm Anya, and you're listening to Drugstore Makeup on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard 15 Step off of Radiohead's In Rainbows. I thought it was apt because today is the 12th anniversary of the album release. Drugstore Makeup is just going to be a whole mess of like songs I think are super dope, and I know a lot of songs, so hopefully some of them will be good and you'll like them too. Yeah. Probably just going to be a lot of like what I'm feeling at the moment, like seasonal songs, things like that. Hopefully you'll find out about some good tunes and such. Next up we have Don't Put Me On by the Flamin' Groovies, very classic 60s, 70s rocker dudes.
Thank you. turn that one. You can just like turn
hey,
it down.
Hey, everybody.
Like, hey, hello.
Welcome back.
Hello.
It's good to have you guys here.
What are your opinions about your show right now?
About my show? I'm honestly terrified, but it honestly could be going a lot worse.
That's true. This is great. This is easily in the top two shows I've heard today. Easily.
Thank you so much.
So all you have to do is sign off and like whatever. You get a minute.
Oh, sick. Okay, well, hope you enjoyed this 15 minutes of 3.5 songs. I'm Anya with Drugstore Makeup. Hopefully you'll catch me at a decent hour of the day, not 4 in the morning. Yeah.
We can
tune
all hope.
Next time.
Great, thank you. Pull us out and put on an instrumental track from the...
Hello, this is Andrew Bracken on the air. And it seems like we're pretty good on levels here, so we're going to keep it rolling. My name is Andrew Bracken. I'm new to this. I'm training right now on Fast and Loose. You probably are usually listening to Nate spiel some stuff right now, but it's going to be me for a sec. Just a quick self-plug. I have a show that's unnamed yet. We might have a quick convo about what we're going to name that. It's going to be with two other guys that I know. So just be on a watch out for that. It would probably be better branding and marketing if I had a name to tell you right now. But we'll work on that. So just enjoy some nice group love that I'm going to play in the next few minutes. Some good songs. We'll just keep the Fast and Loose guest appearances rolling.
Hello, Nate. Thank you for calling in.
I think it's more heartbreaking when you lose in baseball than any other sport.
Yeah.
Because I think there's so much lead up to it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's done.
No, you work for 162 games, sweating all summer, and then it gets cold and you lose like that.
Not a very good Cardinal.
No.
I'm not a Braves fan, but like.
No, yeah, they're not.
All right, get me out of here.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm scratching on a thermostat. Yeah, I'm giving up on looking back. Yeah, I'm letting go of what I have.
Turn the music down a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. There it is. We are all here in a group of four of us talking on the mics in WMFO. Anyone like to say something? We got a few people around here. They've already been talked about their shows. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I guess I'll just get some opinions from these guys about what my show is going to be called. Really, the names have been pretty bad so far that we've come up with. They're kind of just all over. But, I mean, recommendations. Said one of them is Sleep On It.
Sleep On It's a good one.
Yeah.
Sleep On It's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah. You got a bad slot. It's perfect.
It's just perfect. Sleep On It. Yeah, that's...
Okay.
And it could be the ending of any, like, argument that you're inevitably going to have
with your
co-hosts. You know, who I don't know, but I assume that you're going to be arguing with them the entire time.
No, I mean, that's going to be the point of the show. I mean, another name for it is Excuse Yourself.
So
we're thinking about that.
Excuse yourself.
Yeah. So, not that it's going to be arguing. It's just going to be a lot of not banter either. More like what's the word? Just a friendly fire. You know, just back and forth, just talking about stuff. So,
I'm for it. Did you guys have any names that you like cast off? You know, that maybe like some B sides that
he'll pick
up the scraps.
I love picking up the scraps.
Yeah, I had a whole list I was going through, and I did a poll on Instagram. I had Soft Machine, but then there was also Teenage Wasteland. There was something about plastic that I don't remember. If any of those pique or interest, they're all yours.
Oh, okay. Hey, actually, I read this. So there's an island called Inaccessible Island. It's in the middle of the Atlantic, like off the coast. It's more like southern, so it's between Africa and South America. It's called Inaccessible Island, and what they do is they look at the trash on that island to determine how, like, what kind of trash we're throwing into the ocean, because it's, like, changed over the years.
Yeah, I mean...
So you can do something with that, right?
Yeah. I mean, if I could promote how we can stop wasting as much trash, I'll do that too. I mean...
Oh my gosh. Dude, what about like floating trash, garbage island?
The floating island in Pacific Ocean?
I think floating garbage island would be a great name for a show.
You think so?
Come on!
I mean...
This is Andrew. Welcome to Floating Garbage Island.
I do like the sound of that. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I mean, some people might get a wrong idea of who we are, but... one of the other names we have is Dumpster Fire, too.
Dumpster Fire is great, too.
Yeah.
Kind of
Yeah, it's on the same level.
Yeah.
A lot of, like we said, B-team names. This
is like pilot, burning pile of trash. Like, just really just...
This is where I thrive, right?
Yeah, this is...
All right, I think it's time for us to get off of air and get you back to some nice group love songs, which is a lot more appealing than us talking about what we're talking about.
Great job.
All righty.
Door. I'll stand outside in the rain. A little bird just told me so. It's time to start over again. So I'll man up and take this boat far away from these shores, and I'll reach behind an enemy land and find my curable cure.
Don't send money to WMFO. Green Day will record another album. Send money by credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check, made out to trustees of Tufts College, and mailed to WMFO, Attention Support, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Visit our website at WMFO for more info. Act before it's too late. You don't want another one.
Every year, 600 puppies die with every dollar not donated to WMFO. Luckily, there's hope. Support us with your credit card online at www.support.wmfo.org, or make a check out to the trustees of Tufts College and mail it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info. And remember, it's your choice. Think of the puppies. Standing on the edge.
To explain.
right. Hey, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. Thank you to all the trainees of the show who are diligently taking their quiz in the other room. We will be back with the normal show, Fast and Loose, next week. And definitely check out all of their shows as they come onto the schedule, not this week, but next week. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. And try to stay out of the rain for the rest of the day. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.